So let's call this meeting to order. This is the March 3rd special meeting of the Finance Committee 2021. The date it was changed from the 2nd to the 3rd. And so let's see if we have any comments from the public.
I have a comment, which is John Merchant will not be joining this meeting today. He's not available.
Okay. Any other people from the public would like to speak? Do you have any hands up or anything like that?
I don't have any hands raised and I don't have any chats.
Okay. So, Tom, you want to tell us about where we're at on the budget?
Well, you know, budget is moving along slowly, but surely. Staffing has been an issue, so we're kind of under the gun right now, but we have a good clean schedule. Amelia and I went over it in great detail this morning. We have a meeting March 17th, the board meeting, and it's going to be just a quick discussion on where we're at with the budget and possibly get some comments about some, you know, review, maybe talk about the goals, the board goals, and how we're focusing on those in the budget period. And then on March 30th, we're requesting that we hold a special board meeting to review the Prop 218 proposed budget. So we will have ample time to meet the 45-day public notice requirement. We'll mail the 218 notices off later that week, and which is more than 45 days ahead of the May 19th regular board meeting, which at this point in time, we will plan on doing the first reading of the budget. And at that point in time, we let another month go by, and June 16th is the second reading and the request to approve the budget, as well as change the ordinance for all of our fees. And that is the status. We're anxiously awaiting the next item, getting an update on the reserve study prior to March 30th, special board meeting for the budget. Any questions?
Yeah, so I guess the Finance Committee is not going to get a shot at it before the board meeting, I take it. Is that correct?
That's how it looks, Martin, unless you want us to hold another finance meeting between now and then. And we could probably have a finance meeting, you know, given the staffing issues, we're probably going to be wrapping up the budget the weekend before the 30th. But if you'd like, we could have a finance meeting on the 29th, maybe, or we can have a finance meeting the previous week and give you an update of where we're at with everything. You want to do that? Maybe have a finance meeting, say the 24th or the 25th of March.
That's a possibility.
Okay.
Let's see where you're at first. Before we schedule it, we could schedule it a week ahead of time or something.
Let's talk about it at the board meeting then on the 17th. That's a good point.
That'll work.
Okay.
You have any feedback? Well, does anybody have, anybody in the public have any discussion about the budget?
I don't have any hands raised and I don't have any comments.
So let's talk about the reserve study. I was going to ask if you had any other input from association reserves.
Not at this time. They haven't gotten back to us. They told me they would be probably 3 weeks before their first communication back to us.
Okay.
So they've had a week so far, and then I'm expecting to hear from them the week of the 15th.
I think I heard at our improvements committee meeting that we got everything they needed from us. Is that correct? Or we
yes.
Send it out? Okay.
Yeah, everything they requested, we provided. They did our reserve study a few years back. It's, you know, it's been, you want to really go into a detailed reserve study at least every 3 or 4 years, and it's been about 6. So we got some catching up to do. And the tools they're going to give us are going to allow us to be a little bit more proactive in managing our reserve funds and our long-term strategy for building reserves. But I clearly want to have a better reserve plan by the time we produce the budget for the Prop 218 notice on the 30th of March.
I think if we do this annually instead of many years apart, it won't be so difficult to catch up every year. So, okay.
I agree. Any questions about the reserves?
I don't have any more questions. We just have to wait and see what happens. Okay. How about, does anybody else from the public have a question on reserves?
No comments, no hands raised.
Okay. Let's talk about the security survey.
So we're having a conference call with the company, True North, is that right, Amelia?
Do I have that right? Yes, that's correct.
We're having a conference call with their owner this afternoon. To start analyzing, you know, start looking at dates and times and discussing the importance of the work groups. Mm-hmm. And how critical it is that, and I'm sure within the next few weeks, we can start holding live meetings, at least small live meetings. And that my expectation would be the working groups would be done in an environment where the people on the working group will be live with the person from the opinion poll company. So that's the discussion that we've had so far. And hopefully the timing with COVID is such that we can start thinking about holding those meetings in person without breaking any county rules.
Oh yeah, well, things are getting better with COVID. So I know it hasn't changed completely, but I suspect our county is gonna go down a notch. So let's hope it gets better, but.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure which tier it is that allows public agencies like ours to start holding public meetings again. I think probably to begin with, it will be limited to a certain number of people in our boardroom.
Yeah,
somehow. Which under normal circumstances, I mean, in general, we usually had 5 to 10 people from the public. I see Gail's on the call. Would you agree, Gail, that usually we had 5 or 10 members from the public at our board meetings?
At the most.
Okay. Thank you, Gail.
Somehow RMA is doing it right now. But maybe when we jump to the next tier, we could look into that and see where we're at.
Correct. We've been following the county health directive.
Yeah.
The RMA doesn't have that same requirement.
So this meeting with security, that's like you and somebody else are going to talk with them?
I believe it's you and John and I, Marty. Let me look at my calendar. I thought you were on that invite.
I don't remember seeing it. What time was it? 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock today.
Maybe I'm just forgetful. Okay.
No. It was my mistake, Marty. I invited Tim instead of you. Tim used to be on the finance committee. So
I think I'm happy with just having Tim there. Is John going to call in from elsewhere?
That's my expectation, but I'm going to send the update to you.
I thought your original plan was to have one from security and one from finance, and that sounds like what you did. Isn't that correct?
In my conversations with Tim earlier, I felt like it was the finance committee. And when I set this meeting, I had my brain included Tim and not you. And I apologize for that. I'm gonna go ahead and update the invite. And if you can't make it, I understand. We can always reschedule. This is a Zoom meeting. So if somebody can't make it, it's not that big a deal. We can reschedule it pretty easy. But Tim wanted to make it clear that this is a finance.
Oh,
this is a finance issue, not a security issue.
I can make it. That's fine.
Okay. My apologies, Martin, for not including you in the first place.
Does anybody from the public have any comments about the security survey? Is hearing none? This is a short meeting. Does anybody from the staff have any comments, issues that we need to deal with?
Amelia, we're seeing you go through your email.
Yeah, I'm helping another board member.
I'm good.
Asking.
Are there any questions, Amelia?
I have no questions. I have no comments.
Well, sounds like this budget's like the top priority. It's going to take a lot of effort just to get it through the process. So you probably need the time to go work on that. So I don't have any further comments. The public doesn't have any comments. This short meeting is essentially over.
All right.
And it will go down in the halls of history as the shortest committee meeting ever.
Hallelujah. All
right. 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Have a great day, everybody.